Hello and welcome to GCSE Biology Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your entire specification, photosynthesis. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic is absolutely crucial and it comes up year after year in your EdExcel exams. Now, I know photosynthesis might seem straightforward at first. Plants make food using sunlight, right? But here's the thing. Examiners love to test your deeper understanding of this process. They want to see if you can explain the how and the why, not just memorize a simple definition. So in the next 10 minutes, we're going to break down everything you need to know to maximize your marks. We'll cover the core concepts, the equation you absolutely must know, the structure of chloroplasts, and those tricky limiting factors that catch so many candidates out. Then we'll look at exam technique, common mistakes, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Ready? Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. First things first, what actually is photosynthesis? At its heart, photosynthesis is an endothermic reaction. That means it takes in energy from the surroundings. Specifically, it takes in light energy and converts it into chemical energy stored in glucose molecules. This happens in the chloroplasts of plant cells, and it's how plants make their own food. Let's start with the equation, because this is non-negotiable. You must know this inside out. The word equation is carbon dioxide plus water produces glucose plus oxygen. And here's the key detail that earns you marks. This reaction requires light energy, and it's catalyzed by chlorophyll. The balance symbol equation is 6CO2 plus 6H2O produces C6H12O6 plus 6O2. Notice those numbers? 6 molecules of carbon dioxide react with 6 molecules of water to produce 1 molecule of glucose and 6 molecules of oxygen. Examiners will ask you to balance this equation, so practice writing it out until it's automatic. Now, where does this happen? Inside chloroplasts. Let me paint you a picture. A chloroplast is an organelle with a double membrane, an outer membrane, and an inner membrane. Inside, you've got stacks of disc-like structures called thylakoids. When these stack up, we call them grana. That's plural. One stack is a granum. These thylakoid membranes contain chlorophyll, the green pigment that absorbs light energy. The fluid-filled space around the grana is called the stroma. Here's the clever bit. Photosynthesis happens in two stages. The light-dependent reactions occur on the thylakoid membranes where chlorophyll is located. This is where light energy is captured. Then the light-independent reactions, sometimes called the Calvin cycle, happen in the stroma. This is where carbon dioxide is actually converted into glucose. You don't need to know the detailed chemistry for GCSE, but you do need to know where each stage happens. Now let's talk about limiting factors, because this is where candidates lose marks. A limiting factor is anything that prevents the rate of photosynthesis from increasing further. The three main ones are light intensity, carbon dioxide concentration, and temperature. Think about it logically. If you increase light intensity, the rate of photosynthesis increases up to a point. Eventually, it plateaus. Why? Because something else is now limiting the reaction. Maybe there's not enough CO2 or the temperature is too low. This is the key concept. When you increase a limiting factor, the rate increases until another factor becomes limiting. Temperature is particularly interesting because it affects enzyme activity. Remember, photosynthesis involves enzymes. As temperature increases, enzyme activity increases, so photosynthesis speeds up. But if it gets too hot, typically above 40 to 45 degrees Celsius, the enzymes denature and the rate drops dramatically. This is a classic exam question. Explain why the rate decreases at high temperatures. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk exam technique. Photosynthesis questions typically range from 3 to 6 marks, and they love to combine it with other topics like respiration or plant transport. Command word number 1, describe. If they ask you to describe photosynthesis, they want you to state what happens, use the equation, mention chloroplasts, and identify the reactants and products. That's it. Don't start explaining why unless they ask you to. Command word number 2, explain. This is different. Now they want cause and effect. Use the word because to link your ideas. For example, the rate of photosynthesis increases because more light energy is available for the light-dependent reactions. See how that links cause and effect? Common mistake number 1, confusing photosynthesis with respiration. They are not opposites, even though the equations look reversed. Photosynthesis makes glucose, respiration breaks it down. Plants do both processes, photosynthesis during the day, respiration all the time. Common mistake number two, saying oxygen is a waste product. Technically, yes, plants release oxygen, but calling it waste misses the point. Oxygen is a product of photosynthesis, and plants actually use some of it for their own respiration. In exams, stick to calling it a product, not waste. Common mistake number three, forgetting to mention chlorophyll. If a question asks how plants carry out photosynthesis, you must mention that chlorophyll absorbs light energy. It's not enough to just say, light energy is used, specify that chlorophyll absorbs it. Quickfire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. Okay, time to test yourself. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Cover your notes and see how you do. Question one, what are the two raw materials needed for photosynthesis? Answer, carbon dioxide and water. Question two, where in the cell does photosynthesis occur? Answer, in the chloroplasts. Question three, what type of reaction is photosynthesis? Endothermic or exothermic? Answer, endothermic. It takes in energy. Question four, name the three main limiting factors for photosynthesis. Answer, light intensity, carbon dioxide concentration, and temperature. Question five, what happens to enzymes if the temperature gets too high? Answer, they denature, the active site changes shape, and they stop working. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant. If not, go back and review those areas. Summary and sign off 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Photosynthesis is the process where plants convert light energy into chemical energy stored in glucose. It happens in chloroplasts, requires carbon dioxide and water, and produces glucose and oxygen. The equation is essential. Learn both the word equation and the balanced symbol equation. Remember the structure, light-dependent reactions on the thylakoid membranes, light-independent reactions in the stroma, and don't forget limiting factors. Light intensity, CO2 concentration, and temperature all affect the rate, and when one factor is increased, eventually another becomes limiting. In your exam, pay attention to command words. Describe means state what happens. Explain means give reasons using because. Always mention chlorophyll when discussing how light energy is absorbed, and never confuse photosynthesis with respiration. Practice those worked examples. Draw out the chloroplast structure until you can label it in your sleep, and make sure you can sketch a limiting factors graph and explain what's happening at each stage. You've got this. Photosynthesis might seem complex, but break it down into these key components and you'll be earning top marks in no time. Thanks for listening to GCSE Biology Essentials, and good luck with your revision.